Now, toy company Mattel was the third largest manufacturer of clothing during the 60s and 70s, thanks to Barbie. Barbie is iconic, and for many, it's the clothes that really completed her. Our next guest is responsible for many of Barbie's outfits. She designed looks for Malibu Barbie, a jumpsuit outfit that appeared on Barbie when she was on the Dean Martin show, and even the clothes Barbie wears in the Toy Story movies. Carol Spencer worked for Mattel as a fashion designer for Barbie beginning in 1963. She created thousands of designs for the iconic doll. Her new book is called Dressing Barbie, a celebration of the clothes that made America's favorite doll and the incredible woman behind them. Carol, welcome to Central Time.
Well, it's my pleasure to be asked to join you.
Now, you grew up in the Midwest. You ended up as a fashion designer in Milwaukee. What brought you to that job here in Wisconsin?
Well, the fashion industry was moving out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is where I actually grew up. And there was an advertisement in the paper that sounded appealing. It was for Junior House of Milwaukee. Anyway, I worked there for a year, sort of transitioning to California. But, you know, I found that the weather was much colder in Milwaukee than Minneapolis, I'm sorry to say. I lived right on Lake Michigan, and it was a very damp cold.
So you ended up in a warmer place, California, and you fell in love with Barbie before you worked there, and especially there. What was it about Barbie that really grabbed you as a designer?
Well, Barbie was introduced as a teenage fashion model, and I was designing fashions. And, you know, she had such wonderful popularity that I thought it'd be fun to really try my hand at it. And once I got the job, I found out that I loved it, and I stayed for well over 35 years.
You'd think working at a toy company would be all fun and laughs, but I understand when you started there, this was a very high security environment. They were very worried about people stealing the new ideas that were coming out of Barbie, right?
Oh, that's right, because, you know, many of the people there came directly out of aerospace. And so we had all of the government aerospace security, which was interesting. But we had a lot of competitors because, you know, when a toy is a hit, then everybody wants to get in on it. And so that was our high security.
What are the challenges of being a clothing designer for a model that's under a foot tall? What is different in designing for a doll instead of a person?
Actually, I found that it was a lot easier. Everything was on a smaller scale, and, you know, it could fit on my desk. I didn't have to stand up to do things. You know, as a designer, I was trained not to be just a fashion illustrator, drawing a pretty picture of what I thought I would like and having someone else execute it. I learned all the fundamentals of draping, drafting, actually letting the fabric talk to me in order to create the design on the figure. And so in that regard, you know, it was wonderful working with Barbie.
In your book, you talk about a pair of boots you had. I think this was in the 60s, some white high boots with cutouts, and you made a version of those for one of Barbie's looks. Did you draw a lot of inspiration from your own closet?
In some cases, yes. Those boots I absolutely loved. In fact, I still have them. I guess I'm a pack rat, but I keep the things that I dearly love. Barbie was not really ahead of fashion. We were trained to offer fashion to a child that was understandable to them. And you have to realize that back in the 1960s, we did not have instant fashion changing before our eyes through television, Instagram, all the other mediums that we have today. There was a fashion curve where a certain trend started, and then it became popular. And it was at that point that we aimed to hit the market. So it was an interesting way of designing. Today, of course, it's a real challenge for people to design. They have to come up with something totally different. It's a struggle now with all this instant technology.
We're talking to Carol Spencer. Her new book is called Dressing Barbie, about her career at Mattel designing clothes over the decades for Barbie. Carol, it's come full circle. I understand some fashion designers, modern fashion designers, have come up to you and said they were inspired by some of the work you did on Barbie.
Yes. As a matter of fact, a very well-known Paris designer, I think it was back in about 1970, and that was Yves Saint Laurent. And we were attending a Fashion Group Incorporated luncheon where he was displaying his Mondrian collection. And afterwards, I went up to him and I asked him for his autograph. And he said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I'm a Barbie designer." And that was when he told us that he looked at the Barbie line every year to see what we were doing.
Wow.
So that was really interesting and kind of fun. It's something I've never forgotten.
You write that the Barbie model was kind of frugal over the years, and that was really important, strangely, in the oil embargo in the 1970s. All of a sudden, transportation costs went up. The costs of polyester went up. How did that change what you were drawing and then making for Barbie?
Fashion changed quite a bit because we could not use petroleum-based products. The materials, such as polyester, some of the knits, the acrylic knits are petroleum-based. Today, spandex is petroleum-based. You know, there's any number of things. So we actually went to a very natural type of fiber, which is the trend, I believe, today, that fashion is trying to go natural.
You, even after you retired, I understand you stay in touch with the Barbie community, including people who collect Barbies. What's it like being in touch with people who are so connected to the work you did over the years?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. They have become some of my very best friends. In fact, two of them are coming to my house for Thanksgiving dinner, if you can believe it. So, you know, it was just natural that I should develop friendships with them. And I really love going to the conventions. They're lots of fun.
You have one Barbie in your collection that I'm guessing none of those other collectors have. When you were retired, you were given, I think I have this right, a Carol Spencer Barbie.
Yes, I was given a Barbie doll that replicated my look. I still have the suit, but I certainly can't get into it anymore. That was, what, 20 years ago, something like that. And anyway, I have the suit, and they replicated my hairstyle and all that. And they put it on the doll that I was trying to develop when we were trying to see if we wanted to stay with porcelain dolls. And so this was a porcelain doll that was actually a one of a kind that we were trying to make more natural so that people would enjoy that. But then what Mattel ended up doing was coming out with the Silkstone doll that replaced the porcelain.
And you still have that? You're a pack rat. You must still have that in your collection?
Oh, I have. My house is full of Barbie dolls. Yes, I do still have it in my collection. And I love every one of them. And many of them are in my dining room. I have a huge curio cabinet full, and I have another cabinet on the wall. So when you eat at my house, you're never alone. You're always enjoying the company of Barbie.
That's fantastic. Carol, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
Carol Spencer worked for Mattel as a fashion designer for Barbie beginning in 1963. She created thousands of designs for the iconic doll. Her new book is called Dressing Barbie, a celebration of the clothes that made America's favorite doll and the incredible woman behind them. Are you one of the Barbie collectors we were talking about? Are you a longtime Barbie fan? Let us know. Email now at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.